And a string of horses that are spare horses for a cattle drive.
What do they call a remuda?
Yeah. Now, where'd you hear that?
That's a standard term, I guess, in the Southwest, and it's a Spanish term. It has nothing to do with anything I've ever heard of anyplace else. But,
okay.
I'm sure it's a Spanish term.
Mm-hmm. And cattle that doesn't get enough to eat, how would you describe it?
Yeah, you know, scrawny, thin.
Okay. How about, what does a farmer or a rancher do to keep his animals from breeding?
Breeding?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they, I'm just trying to think of the name, castrate is one mm-hmm. word, but there's another word for that for when they got all the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Right.
Yeah. I guess castrate's the best word.
Okay. Now, we already went over a castrated...
D-nut. How about that?
D-nut.
Yeah. No, that's,
that's
a term.
Great. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, great. Now, we have a castrated bull is a steer, and a castrated horse is a gelding. Do you happen to know a castrated pig?
No, I don't think I've... if I've heard it, I don't remember.
You ever heard of a barrow?
Barrow, yes.
Barrow
I've heard, but it wouldn't come to mind, naturally.
Okay. How about a sheep? How about a castrated sheep?
No, I don't.
You ever heard of a wether sheep?
W-E-T-H-E? No, I'm not familiar with that term at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you remember from when you were a kid, but animal calls, like calls that you would make to the animals to get them to come, do you remember any?
I was never much of a hunter. It, whistle for a dog occasionally, but
uh-huh.
that was about it. I had a lot of cousins in the East that had all kinds of animal calls, and they would call all sorts of things, but I didn't do it.
Okay. Now, people as pets, for pets, they have what kinds of animals?
Oh, dogs, cats, gerbils.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think of all the crazy things our kids had for pets. Guinea pigs and gerbils, and we had white mice, and too many.
Now, a dog of mixed breed is called what?
A mongrel.
Okay. And an orphan calf. Do you know what an orphan calf would be called?
An orphan calf. I should know that one. But it doesn't come to mind right now.
It would be like a dogie?
The term is familiar, but I wouldn't associate it with an orphan calf. A small calf, but, that doesn't mean it's right. I just...
Oh, so if you heard the word dogie... Come
along, dogie,
yeah.
I always thought it was a small calf.
Okay.
So, but it could well have been. I'm not sure of the definition of dogie.
Okay. Here's a kind of a funny one. Animal excrement. Cows leave behind what?
Well, cow pies.
Okay. How about buffaloes?
Buffalo chips.
Uh-huh. And horses?
Buffalo drop. Pie.
Oh, I always heard chips, but.
Yeah, but actually, there's another name for them too. There's a contest where they throw them.
Oh yeah, that's right.
What do they call it? There's another name besides
gosh, I don't know. I know about that contest, though.
You remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember hearing about it years ago.
I'm afraid I can't help you.
That's really great.
Yeah.
But horses, you don't know? Horses leave behind?
Droppings, horse apples, or...
Yeah, I've heard that.
I've heard them call different things.
That works. Okay, that is half the interview. Would you like to take a break, or...?
Let me get a glass of water.
Yeah, sure.
Other